Good evening, I'm Jules Thompson, WIBX News. Utica police still trying to locate the driver of a maroon-colored GMC Sierra pickup truck that's believed to have struck an 11-year-old girl, causing her serious injury. The vehicle was last seen on North Genesee Street Saturday around 10. To see an image of the truck police are searching for, go to our website, WIBX950.com. The new roundabout construction project has apparently gone over budget, but by how much is anyone's guess? The nearly $2 million project will add a new traffic pattern around Utica's Oneida Square, but an increase in material costs and sewage infrastructure problems are costing more than anticipated. That's according to city leaders. The Utica Common Council is set to hear from the city's deputy engineer and representatives from the state DOT at their next caucus meeting this coming Wednesday. City leaders are hoping to calculate just how far over the budget this project is before Wednesday's council meeting. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office arresting a Vienna man following a domestic incident with his girlfriend. Deputies called to a home on Mulholland Road where they found a woman lying on the floor unresponsive. When she regained consciousness, the woman told deputies her boyfriend had punched and choked her. 40-year-old Ruhl Vanderbach was arrested and charged with strangulation. He was arraigned and sent to the Oneida County Jail on $25,000 bail. And Netflix adding video games to its DVD-by-mail service and naming it Quickster. The changes are part of Netflix's plan to separate its DVD service from the company's movie streaming service, which will retain the Netflix name. I'm Jules Thompson, WIBX News and WIBX950.com.